This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Not everything that's wrong with modern medicine in one study related to cancer coming up in just a moment. Everything that's right about a hero, a farmer, and raw milk, real milk, coming up as well. Michael Schmidt joins us later on this hour from Canada. We're going to see him again at Total Health, hopefully. We'll find out in Toronto, middle of April, and we'll get to that. And Super Don, join me now. And Super D, I just had an epiphany over the news break. As we wrapped up the Sacred Fire of Liberty. An epiphany, yeah.
Wow. Was there music playing and the clouds parted and the sun came down and...
I don't know if it was that dramatic. Oh, it was just okay. Like one of those things that I've been pondering and scratching my head going, you know, why is Trump throwing his lot in with Paul Ryan so intensely? It makes no sense. Knowing what we know and I know about Trump, you know, a lot of the so-called buffoonery on Twitter, I think it's strategy. There's no question, because he wouldn't be president today if he didn't have strategy behind everything he did and then some, right? So the guy's not a dummy. Sorry, leftist. He's not a dummy. Yet this was guaranteed to fail. And I understand he's going to force a vote, or somehow he's going to say, you guys have to vote on something tomorrow. And unless it's significantly changed, it's not going to pass. So then what? Why would he do that? The only thing I can think of is to show the inefficacy of Paul Ryan-led Speaker of the House of the Republican Party. I think this is to sabotage Paul Ryan. I think this is to show, Paul Ryan, you're a buffoon. You can't do anything in the House. Move aside and let's get something done. Right? Because Paul Ryan was never a fan of Trump throughout the election cycle. And, of course, if you're a real so-called real conservative or even a libertarian conservative, Paul Ryan's, you're not a fan of him. He's big government Republican. And that's why this Obamacare light thing that Rand Paul is calling it, because that's what it is. He's an establishment Republican. How can you move them out of the way? You let them fail. You show them that their way is not the way it's going to work. Again, I'm speculating here. I might be the first one to say it out loud, but I just had to get that off my chest.
It's an interesting thought. Yeah. I mean, if you look at Trump's way of doing things, I mean, we could take this right out of the pages or a scene out of the show The Apprentice, right?
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, all right, so what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Blah, yada, yada. Nope. Sorry. You're fired.
Yeah.
You could give them
enough rope to hang themselves, right? And this could be the case. Listen, whatever you say, if you don't like Trump, that's on you. It's fine. But he is not a dummy. This guy, he knows this is not going to pass in its current form. So why is he pushing so hard? The only thing I can come up with, and you tell me where I'm wrong, 866-939-BELL, or leave me a message at robertscottbell.com. The only thing that makes sense is that he wants Paul Ryan to fail so he can work, on dismantling a lot of the oligarchical state that the American Republic has become. All right, I'm going to leave that there, and you guys and gals can comment a little later. We'll come back on it tomorrow. We've got Freshman Friday and other stuff. as well. This hour, Michael Schmidt's going to join us. We're going to talk about the raw milk freedom that is tenuous at best in Canada right now, but a group of farmers, including Michael Schmidt, standing up to the bad guys in big government in Canada as well. So it's not just here in the United States that this is a problem. So everything that's wrong with modern medicine all rolled into one scientific study. What are they claiming? In fact, I'm just going to go to this audio clip. Is this the doctor himself from the study speaking
this
here?
This is. I don't think this is the one of the researchers, but this was apparently on CNN International. This was the go-to guy that they went to give his perspective on the results of the study that we're going to talk about.
All right, so is cancer, is it in your genes? Is it environment? Is it epigenetics? Is it bad luck? What is it? And see if you can pick this up.
There are some cancers where we really haven't identified any lifestyle or environmental factors that influence the risks of getting the cancers, things like bone tumors, some of the brain tumors. But, of course, there are other cancers where how we live our lives makes a huge difference, such as lung cancer caused by cigarette smoking, diets high in saturated fat and red meat, which are associated with bowel cancer, and overweight, which is associated with breast cancer and endometrial cancers and several others.
All right, so in that statement, they recognize that there are, let's say, epigenetic causes. He didn't use that term because he said smoking and lung cancer, right? So we recognize the environment impacts manifestation of genes and or cancer. He said red meat, saturated fat associated with. He didn't say it caused the colon cancers, et cetera. But then he just said being overweight associated with breast cancer, for instance. But in the first phase, he was hinting at something else that isn't environmental. And when you go into the headline at CNN, they say bad luck mutations increase cancer risk more than behavior. So this is the genetic determinism perspective. This is we're all a bunch of victims. It doesn't matter what we do, yet we're going to pay lip service to the fact that it does matter. But really, it's bad luck. And this is in the Science Journal. And why I say this is everything that's wrong with modern medicine, because the bulk of allopathic, petrochemical, patent medicine from the Flexner Report on is about it doesn't matter what you do as much as it matters what I prescribe for you to take. And that which I prescribe for you to take is a toxic substance that will suppress some bodily function or force some bodily function to happen. And in the sequence of events, there may be 10 other things that will cause side effects that will facilitate the need for me or another doctor to write you another 5 or 10 prescriptions for all the symptoms that we created with those other toxic substances. But again, doesn't matter what you do, it's not your fault, other than if you smoke or eat saturated fat. Again, this is what we hear from this doctor. Why is this everything that's wrong with medicine rolled into one? Again, genetic determinism is a victim state of consciousness, and the allopathic methods, they demand that you believe that you're a victim of your genes, ultimately. Even if they pay lip service to, and they don't mention epigenetics, even if they pay lip service to it, they really need you to believe that it's nothing you can do, it's not your fault. Here, take this pill. And this is about where this is going. Scientifically, they're establishing that cancer is caused primarily by bad luck. Oops, hold on. I want to get this audio. I queued it up and I forgot I'm muted here.
Cancer is mainly a disease of getting older. The longer you live, the more likelihood there is that these mutations will occur in the different tissues of the body. But the important thing is for people to understand how they can minimize their odds as much as possible by avoiding the things that we know give rise to an increased risk of cancer. So it's not that you can ever completely eliminate the risk. And indeed, we think that around 40% of cancers may be amenable to some lifestyle change, whereas the other 60% or so really are just down to rotten luck in the way that our genes segregate every time our cells divide.
So you thought I was exaggerating. He said it. This study says 60% of all cancers are just down to rotten luck. Random mutations. Despite the fact that he acknowledges, for instance, that smoking causes cancer. Why does it do that? Because it stimulates non-random mutations into an alternate cellular universe, right? Cellular rebellion. If you watch The Truth About Cancer, you'll see most of the doctors recognize that we have almost total control over the manifestation of cancer. Your genes be damned, you know, what you inherited. If you live a different lifestyle, a different way, and we get deeper than that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as, you know, when we have Dr. Bitar on, we talk about the basic fundamental belief you have about life. This goes more like into what Bruce Lipton has been speaking about, cellular biologist, all of these years, talking about the biology of belief, that you can simply change your belief and you will transform your environment. Yes, of course, but the environment that your cells replicate in, the environment that your genes express in. You alter your belief, you alter gene expression, epigenetics. And so my perspective here, and it has been this way for a long time, is that maybe 97, 98% of cancer could be prevented based on living differently. Now, the 2 to 3%, I'm not even going to say that's because of bad genes. I'm going to say it's because of environmental factors beyond your control. And those environmental factors beyond your control preceded even you because they impacted your mom and your dad and your grandma and your grandpa. So even these so-called inherited, well, I would say miasms from a homeopathic perspective, but let's just say the genes that you're born with, even those were impacted by the environment in which your ancestors lived in. So you'll have tendencies towards certain things, like towards certain cancers even. My family, I've had many of my elders over the years of my lifetime witness them to die of cancer in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Do I have to walk down that road? I am certain I would be in my 50s in that category if I had made it through my 40s based on my young life, because 0 to 24, I was chronically ill. None of my ancestors that I could find, living or deceased before me, did I ever find any information that indicated that they were sick from 0 to 24 years of age. They all were largely healthy, vital, and then as they aged. And that's where this guy was sort of half right when he said, part of this is a process of aging. You're just going to have it happen. But aging is a process of increased toxicity and reduced nutritional content within the body to counteract that toxicity. And also a lack of movement, a lack of fluidity. That movement that is life as we age. We go, oh, we can't do what we used to do, so we better just stop. And that precipitates an acceleration of what is known as aging, despite the fact that there is evidence in our ancestry that if you survive the brutality of childhood, you could live to a ripe old age of 100, 120, or even more. Who knows how old it would go. All right, folks, if you want to chime in more on that, we would love to hear from you, 866-939-BELL. Maybe Raw Milk has some answer there, too. We'll be hearing from Michael Schmidt calling in from Canada next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tim, of your genetics, or you have been granted the freedom by that which created you to transform them into the life you want and you desire. As I mentioned, a lot of controversy in allopathic circles saying that 60% of your cancers are bad luck. I don't believe in bad luck. That's just not part of my consciousness that, you know, you have the opportunity to make changes, dietary shifts, like I did at the age of 24 when I went organic. I never did like drinking milk, though, but I didn't realize until I went to a kibbutz in Israel that milk actually tastes good when it's straight from the cow, and that cow's been eating grass, and they don't heat treat it and kill it and destroy it by pasteurization. What a revelation. And years later, I would encounter the fact that a lot of people figured that out, that that's the way milk has been consumed ever since there's been milk on planet Earth. And one of the guys helping to get that word out, he's a farmer. He's a great guy. He's a hero of mine. Michael Schmidt up there in Canada. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael, how are you?
I'm good.
Michael, am I going to see you at the Total Health Conference mid-April in Toronto again like last year? It was such a nice surprise to see you.
I think I will be there.
But hopefully not in handcuffs, right?
It doesn't look at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Folks, if you're new to the show or if you didn't know about Michael Schmidt, we've talked about raw milk and the attacks on the farmers and also the people who want it here in America and how the FDA says you can't transport it across state lines and even tries to tell you it's illegal in the state. Well, there are similar issues like that in Canada. And, Michael, you and some of your friends who are farmers up there have stood steadfast in your right and your belief and your perspective that in freedom the people should be able to access the kind of food they want to eat, not the kind the government says is good for them, which in fact may be bad for them.
Well, I think that is the basic. People always think, you know, it's just about raw milk. but somehow raw milk became the symbol of you know, a kind of defining the food rights battle, where people said, well, we need to have that choice that we can put in our body what we think is good for us. And we're just talking as an individual decision, not necessarily in regards to for other people, but for yourself. And that has, you know, depends on the restriction, the restrictions from the government. You know, if they rule it out that there's any legal sales, which is in some states for sure the case, in Canada, there's a complete ban on raw milk through all the provinces, which makes it really, really tough, you know, to even challenge that. And when you challenge it, then, you know, then they put a label on you that you're anti-government and, you know, put you in the corner of, you know, these are eco-terrorists and stuff like that. Because that's the only way how they can try to portray you, because you're not complying to, you know, what they think is good for you.
It's amazing that they can vilify someone who, it's not like there's a raw milk lobby spending billions or millions of dollars in Canada or elsewhere saying, we want to force everybody to drink our product, much like Big Dairy here in the United States that has basically got a lock on monopoly, and they use the power of the State Departments of Agriculture and in the FDA at the federal level to prohibit access to something that people want. And of course, you know, I would point to the Bible. I wonder how many people in Canada have read the Bible and recognized the milk they talked about in there was not pasteurized either.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it is a very twisted, sorry to say, a very twisted argument, you know, lawmakers coming up with. And it's a very shallow argument in the sense that, you know, it is inherently dangerous and stuff like that. And then you go to the European countries, and it's such a normal thing that people drink their raw milk there that they can get it out of vending machines and stuff like that. So that is what you know, kind of keeps me going in this battle, because it's so important through all this process to keep educating. And if educating means you have to go to court, so be it. But it is another, you know, another venue of educating people. You know, first of all, you have rights. Then you shouldn't be afraid of the court. And thirdly, it is really good to, you know, to show the prosecutor, you know, there are people who take responsibility for themselves.
Amazing. Of course, that's very threatening to government, who wants to claim dominion over you and your body. And it's interesting, as far as I know, you guys in Canada are part of the Commonwealth, and I believe the Queen of England still drinks raw milk, as well as perhaps even Prince Charles. I wonder if that's ever thrown out there into the government circles, and should they arrest them for that? Should they? I don't know. I'll ask. Michael Schmidt is here. We've got a whole other segment with him. We'll get deeper into the subject and what's the latest on the court case, the trial, arrests, etc., of the raw milk farmers, or the farmers who actually allow you to get it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If the argument that is that raw milk is dangerous, the stats don't bear it out. Zero deaths, I think, in the last 10 years we've seen in the United States. I'm sure it may be similar in Canada. More people are harmed from pasteurized milk by far. Also, if the argument is one of danger, how about banning peanut butter? You know how many kids go into anaphylactic shock around peanut butter? That ban peanut butter. Of course, the reason is that they're using peanut proteins in the vaccines, but we'll let that aside because we've got Michael Schmidt on, and I don't get to talk with him often enough. We're going to be together at Total Health, big conference in Canada. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. There's a blog post about a trial that's ongoing in the midst of it, and I think it's you and three or four other farmers. Maybe you can give us a little bit of backstory so people understand where things are at right now.
Well, right now, it's already 10 days long trial, and the trial is about charges regarding a standoff at the farm. So be probably one of the longest running raw milk farms in Canada, and battling for 23 years with the government. So we had a total of three raids on the farm regarding milk. We had other raids as well, but these ones are regarding the milk. And the last raid happened about 1.5 years ago. And then finally, the members of the farm, or the owners of the farm, 150 families, said, that's enough, we're not taking it anymore. And so there were about 20 officers in here from the government department, health, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Food, and the people just locked them in. They blocked the entire entrance of the farm with cars and then stood there. There were within 60 people blocking the line, and then they were locked in, and negotiations started. That they were allowed to leave, but they have to leave everything here at the farm.
So they couldn't harass you with their equipment anymore.
Right. And because we had the experience 12 years ago where they took 600 liters of milk or whatever and dumped it in at the local dump to, where contaminated soil area. And that was so offensive to the people that their milk, which is, really helping them in their own health, gets dumped as a poisonous food. So they said, and that really comes really nice out in the trial, where they said it was a collective decision, okay, to peacefully resist and blockade the entrance. And it was, I wouldn't say, over comical, but it was so interesting to see how the dynamic changed when the people stood up and said no. And suddenly they were trapped in there. Negotiations started. They offered us, if you open up, then nothing will happen. If you don't open up, you're going to arrest everyone. And the people just stood there, didn't move. And then finally, I think it was a two-hour negotiation. Finally, they said, okay, we're leaving everything here. And then left. Okay, so people opened the farm lane, and the raid team was able to leave. However, about six weeks later, suddenly five people, handpicked from the crowd, got charged with obstructing a peace officer. So they issued arrest warrants for us. They labeled us Freeman on the land, and organized basically as an organized crime group, and issued public warnings that we are a danger to the public. And we went in for fingerprinting. We got arrested, fingerprinting, and released again with pretty tough conditions, not to communicate and stay away from the farm and stuff like that. And so three got arrested. The fourth one said, I'm not going in there unless they let me know that I'm wanted. Then they picked him up, arrested him three times, two times on the same day, and then a couple of weeks later, and he ended up roughed up in the hospital. And the fifth one, they never arrested, despite he was farming, but they were... Somehow nobody wanted to touch him because he always causes trouble in court. So that was an interesting dynamic there. And it took us 1.5 years until we finally got to trial, and we now at trial. In the meantime, they dropped charges for two people, and so there are three people left. That's me and two others. And we're in that trial now for 10 days, and there's no end in sight when this trial will finally finish.
Has this gotten much publicity in Canada? I know we have a show originating in America, but it goes all over the world. As far as, is there outrage, or have they been winning the PR battle to say you guys are a bunch of farmer eco-terrorists or something?
Well, the interesting thing is that I can tell you that nobody approves of that. And everybody says, what a waste of time. I mean, they're watching us for 23 years that we constantly... are under attack by the government, and and you know they, you know, charged and fined and charged and fined, you know, for this basic thing, and people are just outraged about this waste of money they're put into that to stop people who just make, you know, made the decision that they have their cows at one spot and the farmer milks the cows for them and they can't have the milk. Yeah. So legally, and legally in Canada, you can drink your milk, but you cannot transport it, which is, you know, similar stupid like this
interstate commerce here, the FDA between states. And I was just thinking how slow government officials are to learn, right? If after all these years, 20-some-odd years, they're still doing this, and the people of Canada even see through it and say, this is just a ridiculous waste of taxpayer funds, will it be enough for them to just say, you know what, maybe we should rethink this law or just leave these people alone? They're not harming anyone?
Well, Robert, do you know what the problem is in Canada? We have a milk lobby, and we have this quota system where the milk marketing board is basically controlling the entire milk market, okay? And the legislation, the Milk Act, controls all the milk. However, the problem we're facing is that they try to put us under the Milk Act, and we say, as an individual, when you have your own cow, you're not falling under it because it's not commercial marketing. And they try to force us, with every trial, they try to force us basically into the confines of that Milk Act, okay? And they always use the danger of raw milk as one of their tools why government needs to control that. And I'm saying, you know, that I'm fighting this battle since 1994. Okay, that's when the first raid happened on the farm. Endless court time. Endless time spent in court and so on. In these 23 years, there's almost a million people died from smoking. Okay, almost a million people, according to Statistics Canada. Okay. And here we have nobody dying from raw milk. Okay. And that is what makes it so ridiculous. What the priority is of government.
The same thing here in the United States. Again, we're sharing North America together. But the idea that the government is here to protect us from our own choices, which we believe are superior, based on the evidence, zero deaths compared to even injuries from bad pasteurized milk. It's not even a contest. But as you said, you said it right, it's the same thing. It's monopoly dairy associations, CAFO factory farms, etc., that control the marketplace, much like the mafia does in Naples, Italy, for instance, and it's played itself out through government. It's called regulatory capture, and it's happened in Canada, it's happened in America, and guess who is in the crosshairs? Michael Schmidt and other sincere, honest, hardworking farmers.
And this is, you know, this is the trouble we are in, that... And because of my background, I'm coming from Germany, you know, my parents were lived during the time, you know, when the Nazis came up and so on. And for me, it was always the question, you know, how did that happen? And they said, because literally we were asleep. And by the time we woke up, it was too late to change things. And this is what I keep warning people, you know, complacency is not a good trait when you are a responsible citizen of a country, because you are responsible that the country you're living in, that the moral, the ethical standards, and the question of liberty is held in the highest esteem, okay, and not trying to confine, you know, these individual rights by not doing anything, yeah? It is us who allow bureaucrats to kind of clamp down more and more on our fundamental freedoms.
Well, it's our fault, in other words. We can blame the bureaucrat, but they're just quote-unquote following orders, much like, as we know, after the Nuremberg trials, we found out that was not we're going to get you an innocent label in court. And in this case, if you don't stand up, who will stand up for you when everybody else is gone? So this is a very important and powerful lesson, and you know it well coming from Germany.
And that's why I'm passionate about it. I mean, it's you know, when you look back 23 years in court, in and out of court, and, you know, still you need to deal with your farm and, you know, build a relationship with your people. Important, so important is, and I'm talking a lot about that because being in court all day and so on, and people say, well, are you not getting, you know, upset about that? And I said, you know what? It seems as if the court is right now the place where you can break down barrier. Yeah. Don't look at the court as a bad thing, but look at the court as an opportunity.
Opportunity, yes.
To demonstrate, yeah, that you have rights and that you have a responsibility. Yeah. And
yeah.
That you bring in, you're not going in there, you know, as a guilty, you know, a guilty mind or a guilty person. You go in there and say, well, you know what? I want the truth.
Michael Schmidt, you're living that spiritual principle, turning stumbling blocks into stepping stones, and you're an inspiration and a hero to many. And I look forward to seeing you April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at Total Health Canada in Toronto. And if there's an update from the trial prior to that and you want to be back on the show, you just let me know and we'll open it up for you.
Thanks.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. www.thefirstfamilyhealth.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right. Enough. Let me in. I know. We only have one segment, but let me speak. I've got to say something. And Tuberdon's here. Michael Schmidt, such a
champion.
Did
you see, you know, what? You said that. Hey, what? Let me in. And the music just faded down. Just went boop.
Just amazing how that works.
Just like that.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
Wow. You are so demanding, so demanding.
All right. The diva, Robert Scott Bell here, wrapping it up. If you survived old age because of, you know, you had good luck instead of bad luck, according to the doctors, what will you do? We're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to say, again, thanks to Jonathan Emore, Norm Singleton. Hopefully we'll get Cheryl Chumley back on next week. And, of course, Michael Schmidt, see you in Toronto at Total Health. And then after that, I head to San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer, and that is going to be phenomenal because Dr. Rasha Bittar is going to join me there among many others. So looking forward to some out and about, oot in the boots, since we're talking Canadian speak. And also hats off to Cannabidiol because it's doing a lot of good for a lot of people, and we can get it from CV Sciences, and I will encourage you to encourage your local health food store, independent retailer to carry Plus CBD Oil, PLUSCBDOil.com, because there are still attempts by the federal government to restrict your access to a God-given plant material, medicinal salt, and we cannot stand for that. If you can't get, you know, a little bit of courage from Michael Schmidt standing up as a farmer against the government like he did, and do the same here in America against the jackbooted thugs from the federal government or even state governments that would prohibit you from utilizing the substances of creation, then freedom is not for you, apparently. And I know it's a tough thing to hear. But if you're around long enough, you might appreciate freedom. And if you've ever lived under an occupied territory or nation, or if you've come from Germany and know your parents lived through Nazi occupation, you understand how precious freedom is. And I think a lot of folks in our countries take it for granted. But not these old folks in these old folks' homes. They're doing something for fun at this point. I guess they've lived long enough, they've earned it. So it's time for a cannabis update.
Pass the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, little leg, got a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
What could be better than bingo? Come on. Hit those old folks home. Bring them walkers and let's play some bingo. Well, apparently in Seattle, no, bingo is passe. It's old news. They're doing something different there, aren't they, Super Don?
They are. And if you think about it, you have the seniors that go to the retirement living, you know, areas, the homes and stuff, and they'll go on trips to, you know, bingo, or they'll take them, if they happen to live in a state where it's legal, they'll take them to the casino, right?
You know,
that's where you normally see them. Mm-hmm. Well, in Seattle, no. In fact, they do something different there. Here was a group of seniors that went on a field trip to the marijuana store.
What? They took them to the pot shop. Grandma.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Grandma's getting into cannabis at this point, a little bit late. But let's see. Barbara Krause, 84, says, I didn't know what to expect. I was raised at a time when you didn't do marijuana. So they're opening up later in life. Listen, folks, again, whether you utilize it medicinally or however you decide, that's up to you. But it's beneficial to the brain and nervous system, or it's neuroprotective, neuroregenerative. Could it be a good thing for grandma? I think it could be a good thing. What's the verdict here?
Well, they highlighted a couple of people in this story, and in both cases, grandma left the pot shop with some CBD.
Look at that. They weren't even getting high. Right? What's wrong with grandma? She won't get high. No, she's doing CBD for her pains.
That's right. That's right. And there was one other person here at the end of the story. This is Verna Gregg. Was it Verna Gregg? Oh, yeah. Well, she was one of them who had a bad experience with one of her son's marijuana cookies at one point. But okay. She ended up okay. But then there's another one, Maria Scott. She, they say she cleared the store's ID check by 70 years, and she had never tried marijuana, but she wasn't interested in trying it because she's a gardener. And so what she wants to grow cannabis because she likes the way the plant looks. And they said, well, you know, it's illegal unless you get medical authorization. And she says, well, I'm 91. What are they going to do about it?
That's great. Yeah, we need more seniors and, let's say, middle-agers and young people to say, what are they going to do about it? They can't arrest everybody, right? Stand up against tyranny in all of its forms. Let grandma lead the way. All right, folks, we're up and out of here. We've got Freshman Friday tomorrow. I got Sally Fallon Morrell from the Weston A. Price Foundation scheduled, and, of course, Cap Morgan as well. So stick around. We'll be back with more powerful healing because you know it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.